Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Matthew 6:33. I knew this verse. Well, let me say it like this. I knew about it. I'd heard it many times, preached it a number of times. He took me to that verse. I was prompted. I don't mean I'm hearing an audible voice now, but the communication of the Lord can be very, very real to you. Amen. If you'll learn how to yield to Him. He took me to that verse. He said, this is the first thing that you need to get a hold of, you and Phyllis. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I said, I believe that, Lord. I know that. I believe that, Lord. He said, no, you're not doing it. I had asked Him for this. I said, Lord, show whatever it is I need to see. He said, you and Phyllis are not doing this. He said, in fact, many of my people know this verse, but are not doing it. They know it, but they're not doing it. He said, they work, they get paid, and the first thing they think about is, we got to pay this, we got the rent, we got the mortgage, we got the car payment, we got the insurance, the kids need this, we got to have this. And of course, you got to put your kids first. There's only one first position. Well, I got to put my family first. If you do, you're not putting God first. There's only one number one spot. Right? He said, people, so they'll do all these things and then they'll come to church and not even have thought about what they might give in the offering till it's offering time. And then they'll look in their pocketbook or their purse to see if they've got any loose money or something that they can spare. And they've put insurance, school, clothes, car, pets, hobbies, everything before the Lord's house. So they don't qualify. They don't qualify for Him to add these things to them. I didn't write this verse now, did I? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about what He told me. He said, you are not practicing this. You're not doing this. And the very first thing He talked to me about was tithing. So I'm going to talk to you about tithing. Not later. Right now. Go back to Haggai. What is, if you might say it like this, the master principle of God's prosperity? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things. He had mentioned what you eat, what you wear, talking about, housing and all these things. All these things will be added to you. If you do what? You put Him first. Now in Haggai 1, we saw, He said, they're saying it's not time to build the Lord's house. He said, is it time for you to dwell in your sealed houses to do your things? In the second chapter and the sixth verse, Haggai 2 and 6, He said, thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once it's a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Verse 7, I'll shake all nations and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Look at the very next verse. The silver is mine. What's that got to do with glory? And the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. What's that got to do with it? He's talking about fixing up His house. And it takes silver and gold. Some folks don't know if they like this or not. You do understand I didn't write this. Right? This was here a long time before I ever got here. Verse 9, The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, said the Lord of hosts. The Lord's house was not built out. It was not developed. The thing had not happened. And the Lord's telling them ahead of time, it is going to happen. And it's going to be bigger and better than it ever was before. And I'm going to bring everything it needs to that you need to get it done. But look where the breakthrough came. Same thing I was talking about a few minutes ago. Verse 16 of that second chapter. Verse 16. He had told them, consider your ways. You sowed a lot and you just reaped and got in just a little bit. And you worked hard, but it seemed like you put your money in a bag. It had holes in it. It just went away. Where did it go? You're just coming up short right and left. And since those days, when one came to a heap of 20, there was just 10. You should have got 20 out of it, and you only got half what you should have got. And when you came to the press vat to draw out 50 vessels, there were just 20. I mean, you're just getting a fraction of what you ought to be getting. Now, this is not the kind of reaping we're going to do here at Faith Life Church. We don't believe in minus 50% fold. We believe in a positive 30, 60, 100 fold. But can you see this happens? This kind of thing happens in the earth. It answers some questions, doesn't it? These are people who sowed, but they are not reaping. I mean, they're coming up half what they ought to be coming up with. Do we know why? Because they were putting their stuff first and they weren't taking care of the Lord's house. 17. Smote you with blasting and mildew and hail and all the labors of your hand, yet you turn not to me, said the Lord. No matter how bad it got, they just kept on doing the same dumb stuff. When it gets bad, it's time to get right. Come on, y'all, listen. You don't just keep going and things are going down, 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 and worse and worse. You don't just keep giving offerings and making confessions. That's not all there is to it. You've already sown. You've made confessions. You should be reaping. Why not? There are reasons why. You can sleep right through a harvest. You can get to looking at the wrong thing and not get a harvest. You can plant good seed in good ground, but you got to have rain and you got to be protected from pests. Amen. Can you see these things, friends? He said you weren't reaping. You were losing. They're not blessed. They're cursed. Verse 18. Consider now, though, the Lord's so good. He's so kind. From this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, he quotes them the date, the month, and the day, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. They hadn't got it built yet. They just started on it.
Amen. That's right.
They started on what? Of what? His house. Somebody say his house.
Yeah.
They quit putting it off. They quit procrastinating and delaying. They quit putting their stuff ahead of his. They said, we're going to do it. And they started on it. And they just are moving some dirt and just some doing some foundation work. And the Lord said, you note this day that you started moving dirt on my place. Come on, verse 19. Is the seed yet in the barn? You haven't even planted it yet. And the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree, it's not time for them to bring forth. But I want you to know, from this day will I bless you. I'm going to bless you. No more of this sowing a bunch and reaping a little. No more of this coming and only getting half or a third of what you were supposed to get. From this day, from the day you started putting my stuff first, I'm going to bless you. And how many believe when the Lord says, I'm going to bless you? Look out. We're going to have to move out the old to get in the new. It's going to overtake us before, you know, we hadn't run out of the first one yet. And the next is already overtaken. From this day. From what day? From what day? from the day they began to put his things first instead of theirs. Now go to Malachi 3. We're talking about how to harvest. Does tithing have anything to do with harvesting? Yes, it does. In Malachi, the 3rd chapter and the 8th verse, I'm going to read this in the NIV. He said, will a man rob God? Is it possible to rob God? This is the Bible we're reading. Yet he said, you rob me. And they said, how do we rob you? He said, in tithes and offerings. Verse 9, you're under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you're robbing me. Now, when you sow a lot and you only get just a little, and you begin to get a crop coming up, and the storm destroys it, and the pests consume it, that's not blessed, is it? That's sowing and not reaping. Cursed. Verse 10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in what?
My
house. That there might be full provision in his house, his things. Test me in this. I don't know anywhere else in the Bible that says this. Where God says, test me. Check me out. On almost any other kind of situation, it could be interpreted as tempting God. But here God himself says, prove this out. Test me. With what? You bring all the tithe into my house and watch what I do. Prove me. Check me out. We're talking about the Almighty that sits on the throne. Says, check me out. Test me. And see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. Now you can say what you want, and scriptorians and theologians can say what they want, but I believe that word for word. I believe it literally, absolutely. Yes, I do. I believe it absolutely. I believe God is that good. I believe he's that great. Tithing, my brother, sister, is not taking something away from you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me